Wrestling Soup. I am Anthony Missionary Thomas, and it's time for this week's Monday Night Mish Recap. Speaking of recaps, tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw opens live from the XL Center in Hartford, CT, with a recap of the fantastic main event match from WrestleMania Backlash from last night. If you passed up on the event, double back and give it a view. Joe Numbers gave it a B- and I gave it an A-. High praise for a show that no one expected to be as good as it was.
Great success.
RK-Bro comes out to do a little Jack John, and Street Profits come out with some gripe. Both teams start to get all froggy, and it's time for our first break. Match starts off with Ford and Riddle, comedy exchange, and the crowd is saucy and extra generous with the chants, count-alongs, and oohs and ahs. Solid bout for the opener. Big Riddle dive misses on the outside and drops on Orton.
Oh no! Oh my goodness, a rare miscommunication by RK-Bro!
Interesting dynamic after the botch, where Riddle gets all angy and pins Ford after interrupting his frog splash with an RKO. Austin Theory comes out to sniff his own chair, and we build up to the US title showdown between Cody later. Recap Lash time, highlighting Edge v. AJ, time to feed the pig. Edge goes for extra mayo and starts riling up the crowd. Priest jumps in and yells at people to stand the fuck up.
All rise! I said, all rise!
Ripley finally gets to butter the corn cob and tells everyone she's joined because she's sick of being used, she's sick of having children asking for autographs, and she's sick and goddamn tired of having to wave the gun around for 5 minutes apiece. You and me both, sister. Edge talks up the group and starts showing off shades of Jim Mitchell. I'm really enjoying this. It's hard to dislike Judgment Day when there's so much to like about them. Oblivious Morgan's music interrupts and she looks like a Russian baby deer wandering into Kharkiv. You can just smell the beatdown to come, but not before we go to break. Cody's spot break hypes up Money in the Bank in Vegas. Rhea and Liv start off throwing hands until Rhea realizes that Liv can't wrestle and just headbutts her into a cemetery plot. Rhea doing a great job of reestablishing her savage self and just countering every bit of Liv's offense with brutality. You know I had to fucking say it at some point. Rhea finishes with an extra forceful inverted cloverleaf as Liv screams in agony until ding, and Liv gets tossed down like the garbage she is. After Finn and AJ interrupt with dueling intros, let's go watch some pizza ads. Balor and Priest already in combat, really good matchup. Finn can be pretty unorthodox at times, but again, Priest can just fucking adapt to anything. The guy just understands his craft and is getting better all the time. Crowd barely has a chance to breathe. Match ends with a DQ when Balor gets his lid popped via Edge Spear. After Bell hijinks ensue and Styles is caught off guard when he fails the punk test with Rhea. Edge and Priest
finish him
with a spear leg sweep combo that has AJ regretting his wife's cooking from last night. Recap of Almost v. Lashley, and we see dem boys heading to the VIP lounge in the ring. Time for adverts. Owens is in back with the Alpha Academy talking about a special guest. MVP hypes the shit out of Omos and undermines Lashley. Cedric comes out begging to ride bitch on the Omos and MVP train, which is quickly derailed by Lashley, who just starts murdering Rendicops. Lashley in-ring powers Omos over the rope and Cedric falls on the ass-whooping grenade to save MVP. Adam Pearce and Sonya do the yakety-yak and we go to watch some Tom Cruise trailers. Back from the break and Adam fires Sonya from her authority position. She doesn't take it well and I actually laugh pretty hard at Sonya's quivering lip.
Your contract as a WWE official is terminated.
Alexa Bliss comes out as Sonya's surprise opponent. She looks good. I mean, she looks like she stole her wardrobe out of Natty's closet, but it looks better on her anyways. Fans chant welcome back, and this suicide girl beats Sonya in just two moves. Forgettable, nothing, return, whatever. Seth Cody re-Kappa Kappa from Backlash, and we go to Ezekiel coming down to the ring before Beer TV. Ezekiel and Owens in the ring, Owens is dressed up in a bad wig in order to prove that Ezekiel's lying. The story is either Elias is lying the whole time and fucking with the audience, or he's got a mental condition to which the audience is encouraging, making the fans the heels. It stinks, and it is literally vaporizing the funny out of everyone. Owens and Zeke start throwing hands, and Alpaca Academy come out to kick Zeke like he owed something. Owens stunner to finish the segment, and I wish this crap was over. And we go to Adam, Asuka, and Becky in the back. Becky working word salad until Asuka interrupts with,
"You gave me the title to become the mommy."
Is it possible her character is developing backwards? Quick side note, chuckle fucks. Look, it's 2022, and Asuka's been in the United States for 7 years. Can we stop having her sound like she's going to defecate herself for every syllable of English she tries to speak? I know Bruce and Dunn are good old boys at heart, but can we not Fox News every ethnic stereotype on the show? You want an audience to believe she's been here for 7 fucking years and can barely formulate a single sentence? For fuck's sakes. Time for a commercial. We come back for a top 10 WWE pictures that fans spanked it to this week, and Gigi and Elektra make it move a little. Hartford's own Frank Lohman is in the ring with Veer and Byron Saxton. Byron does a good job of informing Lohman that he's going to die in a few minutes, and Lohman tells everyone to send his remains to his wife and little tax write-offs. Veer goes to work, slaps on the cervix clutch, and buzzards start to pick at Lohman's corpse. Cody's in the back flapping some gums, doing the hype for his match tonight v. Theory. It's Cody entrance time. Ad break. WrestleMania recap lash showing more from Cody v. Seth. Theory and Cody in the ring. Crowd is audibly behind Cody. These two match up really well, and Theory does some fun heel work mocking the Stardust bit. These two have a great chemistry and it's fun to watch. There was a small spot where Theory was on the ropes and the ref was there to break it up, and Theory barely connected with the first elbow shot to Cody's face. So Cody stood there until the second shot when it landed much better. It's a total nothing burger as far as matches go, but it shows you a level of understanding of how to make the match more believable to fans. I gotta give it to Cody, he's doing much better in WWE. Match goes into commercial. Cody and Theory continue, and it's fun watching Theory's innovation in the ring. Cody goes full offensive and catches Theory in a Cody cutter. But then someone, wearing Nana's going out shoes and a 1980s women's blazer, comes out and smashes Cody. It's Seth Rollins. Seth drops his high heels on Cody's head, and we go right to commercial. Ironically, first thing after the break is an AMC commercial where Nicole Kidman is wearing the same thing that Seth was. Recap of what we just saw 2 seconds ago, and Team Bad Glow versus Team Glasgow are at it. Naomi and Mountain Dew start. Naomi gets in some offense, and it's ended pretty quickly when Dew drops, flattening out Naomi's chest. Sasha's starting to look like a fucking eating disorder. Nikki tags herself in and loses the match. Before Dew can really lay into Nikki about being an idiot, Miz comes out in zebra gear for Tommy v. Ali. Time to pay some bills. Both men in the ring, this match is boring. Crowd is DOA and empty seats abound. Miz does the underhanded ref bit, but no one gives a drop of piss about Ali, and Tommy is just out there doing moves. This one gets retired quick when Tommy gets the 3. Lacey vignette on Raw, guess she's moving. Powerful story, but I think some of it is lost in an audience that is used to WWE not taking things serial. Quick shot of Lashley thinking about violence as we head off to ad break. Recap of Lashley earlier with Omos. Back to Lashley. This guy can't talk. He blinks too much in the middle of his promo and doesn't know how to do a stare down. Stop giving him words. This promo was so fucking bad, it extended MVP's contract by 10 years. Recap of Dana brooking off the marriage with Reggie last week. R-Truth in the back with Dana and Tamina. Truth serves Reggie Devo papers, but Tozawa sees that shit and rabbits. Commercial. Main event time. Bianca and Asuka in the ring, Becky Lynch playing fourth chair on commentary. Match lasts a few minutes with Bianca and Asuka getting over on one another here and there. Bex interferes and chucks Bianca headfirst into the steps, gets in the ring, and just kicks the shit out of Asuka. Omos v. Lashley, hype in a cage next week. That's it for your Monday Night Mish recap. I'm sorry. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, and Spreaker. Wrestling Soup, motherfuckers.
WrestlingSoup.com.